So I liked this week's episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. To be honest with you, I think that it was the best Real Housewives episode that came out this week. Potomac wasn't giving, Beverly Hills wasn't giving. So yeah, Salt Lake City did what needed to be done in that sense. My biggest takeaway was I think that Heather has definitely got the news about Monica being this client at Beauty Lab who is suing them. And I think that that shows in the way that she treated Monica this episode because I was so confused. Heather was gaslighting me, I felt like it was crazy. I don't understand why they're acting like anything she said to Lisa, unless they cut something out, because it seemed like everybody was defending Lisa, which I was so confused by. I don't understand how they can really sit there and act like anything Monica was saying was at the same level as the things that Lisa said in regards to her and her mother, because they were all defending Lisa. And I was so confused. I was like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Are we really gonna sit here and act like Lisa's not in the wrong? Yes, in that situation, at that Pioneer dinner, yeah, her and Monica were going back and forth. But Monica brought up the fact that it's fucked up that you said the thing about my mom not wanting me. Bear in mind that this is on top of Lisa dismissing Monica's cycle of abuse that she experiences with her mother and her speaking up about it, even though she never even talked to Lisa directly about it. So I think it's really funny that instantly Lisa was like, oh, it's just really convenient. Oh, isn't it convenient that her mum is abusive to her? It's like, you're acting like she told you and used it as an excuse for what happened with Angie. She never did that. She never correlated the two. You did that. Monica never did that to her. So that is all stemmed from something that didn't even happen. And on top of that, she said the fucked up shit about her mum not wanting her. So how are we really trying to sit here and say that because Monica has said that Lisa is bougie and that she's tone deaf and things like that, and that she's not quick on the uptake where it comes to comebacks. The shit that she said is so low level in comparison to the shit that Lisa said. So I really don't understand why we're even having a conversation about it being equal level. And it was just so surprising from Heather. I feel like every single time I verbally say that I like Heather a lot, she always shows her ass right afterwards. It happened last season as well, the season before, whichever season it was where she was hiding the black eye, and the one where she was fighting with Whitney. She always does a use her every time I talk about how much I like her. It's mad annoying. Like, Heather, go back to the Heather I like. When she sat back down with Monica and Monica was crying, Monica was so visibly triggered. When you're crying and you can't stop yourself from crying, you are so triggered in that moment. And the fact that Heather was like, why are you sitting here acting like you were the victim? You were the one coming at Lisa. I was like, excuse me? Heather, are you high? At first I was like, I think she's dick riding Lisa again. I think she's trying to fight for her validation and approval again. Here we go. But then when I was really looking at her, the way she was so cold towards Monica, I was like, yeah, no, I feel like she just got the news because this is giving personal. And I've said on here how much I like Monica before. I think that she is one of the best new Real Housewives that we've seen in a long time. Reality show cast members, period, for me, to be honest. But I genuinely relate to her as a person as well, because I totally felt her in that moment where she was so triggered, because everybody at that table was gaslighting her and invalidating her feelings. Monica has suffered from a relationship with her mother in this case where she is used to being gaslit and her emotions being invalidated. So when you're then thrust into that situation again, no matter who it's with, you're gonna get triggered and you're gonna react in a similar way that she did, either cry or get mad and turn up. And I'm not gonna lie, I totally relate to that. I did not have that relationship with, well, I guess I kind of did. That's more of a cultural thing though. Coming from a Nigerian household, African household in general, Caribbean too, a lot of our parents are a little bit more tough where it comes to their emotions, or a lot more tough. And when you try and explain to them why something they've said or done has hurt you, or why something else, maybe at school, in my case, it happened a lot when I would tell them things that people said to me at school that hurt my feelings, my mum would always kind of tell me to get the fuck over it. Like, why are you crying? Like, stand up for yourself. Like, and they just didn't understand that, like, when you're a sensitive person, they just don't understand how to validate your emotions and your feelings. And then when I got a bit older, I was spending a lot of time around friends that really I had no business being friends with, if I'm being real, and they would basically make a habit of disrespecting me. And I always felt like I defended myself when it came down to it in those moments. But when you are with people who don't understand how to respect people really and truly, or don't care about your feelings, they often gaslight you in these moments, and they often invalidate your feelings when you're trying to defend yourself. And then it just comes to a point where you're like, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. Like, maybe am I the one that's reacting inappropriately or doing too much? Like, am I being oversensitive? And then as you grow older and become more emotionally intelligent and understand those situations more, you realize, no, I was just around the wrong people. Like, those people were just dickheads, basically. And I had no business being in close proximity to them. And when you combine that with growing up, always being told that you're wrong for feeling your very normal emotions, it's just gonna end up with you always feeling triggered whenever you're in similar situations when you get older. Whenever I'm in a situation with people that I know I'm in the right, or I know I have a right to feel the way I'm feeling, and they're trying to tell me I'm wrong and invalidate my feelings, I get so triggered. I either get mad and I argue with them, or I cry about it. A lot of the time I cry about it. Maybe not always in front of them, but afterwards, like when I'm talking to my friends, I'm like, I'm a mess right now. Like, why am I a mess? It took me a little while to understand that as well. So I totally see Monica, and bear in mind, her situation is a lot more aggressive than mine. Like, her mother is a bad mother. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least my mother, you know, loved me and took care of me in the way that a mother should. Her being like that, and my dad as well, it's not all on my mum, my dad too, that's just the culture that they come from. It wasn't intentional. And one thing I love about my relationship with my mum now is she's become a lot more emotionally intelligent and aware and understanding of giving people space to feel what they feel, even if she doesn't necessarily understand it. My mum has become so good at that, so I love that for her. But anyway, I really tried hard not to go into a personal tangent, but I just had to throw that in there because I feel like people really don't understand situations like that. If you are lucky enough to be in a place where you are always heard emotionally and you are always given space to feel whatever you felt, even if the person that you're purging to doesn't necessarily get what you're going through or understand it. But let's get back to Salt Lake City, sorry. But yeah, Heather, you have every right to be mad at Monica where it pertains to her suing you. But with this one, girl, you know you was wrong. You know you were wrong. Whitney and Justin, I'm not gonna lie, I'm giving them maybe a year. I wanna say 2 years just in case before they break up, because I just feel like Whitney loves that man. That much was very clear from seeing them on Meredith and Seth's podcast. But I just feel like she's over it. I think she wants to be a hot girl. I think she wants to live her best life. At the end of the day, she's still young and she hasn't had this much exposure and, you know, the ability to live a life outside of Salt Lake City as much as she has now. And I think she very much wants to grab that opportunity with both hands. I feel like she's bored in her relationship and she wants to get out. Whenever people start to say things like, oh, I don't really believe in monogamy, like little crumbs like that, I'm like, oh, you on your way out the door, aren't you? Or you cheating? One of the two. But yeah, her on Meredith and Seth's podcast, I did really love them being vulnerable, and it made total sense why Meredith wanted to get them as a couple on the show so bad, because you know that with Whitney there, they're just gonna be honest, because Justin was just sitting there. But you know with Whitney, she's gonna give you the real tea. And I thought that was really, really cool of her to be vulnerable and honest about their relationship. And I actually have to eat my words about Meredith and Seth's podcast, because when I made a TikTok about it last week, I was saying, like, why are they making a podcast? Who is walking down the street thinking, I really, really want to know what Meredith and Seth think about this? But I stand corrected. They're both great hosts. I think they're doing a good job. I actually might take a listen, to be honest with you. Angie and her husband. How interesting. This makes so much sense now why they let that little girl sleep in their bed every night, because I could not understand that. I was like, even if you're not having sex right now, why do you want to sleep with your child in bed every night? I just feel like I need my space at some point, you know? And also, you know, your child needs to learn how to sleep by herself. Like, I just thought that was like a little bit crazy when they told us. Now it makes so much sense. It's really to escape the fact that they don't really have that much in common anymore as a couple outside of their children. Because the way they couldn't even make small talk, I was like, I can make small talk with a colleague I don't even like. How can you sit down to dinner with your husband and have nothing to say? That is crazy. And then when she was getting into him about the music he listens to, I was like, like, let that man listen to his country music in his car. Why are you on his dick, Angie? Like, calm down. So yeah, it was very much giving, I don't know what to say to you, so for the sake of just having something to say, I'm gonna pick an argument about something stupid, or just everything you do irritates me. Like the way you breathe, the shit you listen to, like, I hate all of it. So it was just like, oh God, another one on the rocks? I fear so. Whitney is gonna beef with Lisa next week. Finally, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been so tired of everybody trying to fake a friendship with Lisa. Because why? I get why, in a sense, she's very tiring as a person. So I could totally get why it might just be a little bit easier to appease her in the moment, just kind of be her friend, I guess, just for the sake of not having a headache every time you're around her. I get that. But she's going to scream and do the most anyway, like I keep saying. So you might as well just tell her, listen, feel how you feel, but this is what I think. And just sit there and look at her, watch her make a fool of herself. Because one of the things I liked the most about Whitney in the beginning was that she was unafraid to call Lisa out. She was one of the only people on Lisa's neck, and I appreciate her highly for it. So I'm so happy that it looks like we're getting back to basics, because first we had her reading her in her house about swearing in her house in front of her kids and the way she acted at her event, and now we've got whatever's happening next week. I can't wait to see what it is. I'm so here for Whitney and Lisa beef. I would really love Heather to get with the program too, but I really feel like Heather internally is a people pleaser, and she really, the little teenage girl inside her wants Lisa to think she's cool so bad, and I feel like it's going to take a lot of work to shake that. So I don't see that happening anytime soon, but I also loved it when Heather was on Lisa's neck, and I feel like it would be great if we could get back to that, you know? Help your cousin out. But yeah, that's about all I have for Salt Lake City this week. I really hope we start to see the Beauty Lab drama take place on the show soon, because I'm getting a little bit impatient. As always, please comment and like the video, subscribe to my channel, and for now, that's it. Bye!